Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, recently we marked the 50th anniversary of the Surgeon General's report on smoking and health. My guest, and I'm so pleased to have her with us today, is Dr. Regina Benjamin. She's the 18th U.S. Surgeon General. Welcome to the show, Dr. Benjamin. Tell us about this 50th anniversary and the upcoming summit. What's changed since the initial report?
You know, 50 years ago in 1964, over 50, 52% or so of men smoked, and almost 30% of women smoked. They smoked, and so the social norms were different during those times. It was very common. It was the accepted way. Even, you know, I'm very active in AMA, but even the AMA had ads out in those days saying it was good for your health, and yet we didn't know. And then Dr. Luther Terry, the Surgeon General at that time, learned about studies that were being done in Europe and that it was harmful to your health, and it took political process, basically, to get this report out. He convened a committee of stakeholders, as we call them, people who were for smoking, most of which were for smoking, including the smoking industry, doctors, others that were, who would come out against it if it were released. And all of these people came together and looked at the science and came to the same conclusion that smoking was harmful and that it could cause cancer. Basically, it was harmful to your health. So the report was released, and it was released on a Saturday because they didn't want to interfere with the stock market, and they thought they could release it very quietly. However, it was on the front page of the papers in the United States and in Europe on Monday morning. So even back then, smoking was part of the social structure. And today, as you know, it's much different. The rates of smoking has come down over 50%, but in the last few years, it's kind of staled. It's stabled lies, and it hasn't been dropping. And so most people kind of think that it's okay that we're doing okay with smoking. We have a lot of smoke-free areas. We have a lot of smoke-free policies in place, and all of those things are good, and they've helped. However, what we really see is how it's starting to affect our children. Every single day, 1,200 Americans die from cigarette smoke. Each one of those deaths is being replaced by two young smokers. We call them replacement smokers. 90% of all smokers start before the age of 18, and 99% before the age of 26. So if we could just get our next generation to not take their first cigarette before the age of 26, we'd have less than a 1% chance of them ever starting to smoke. And that's why we're focusing a lot of our attention on youth and young adults. And so our conference is a conference next on February 11th at Xavier University in New Orleans, and it's free to the public. We can hold about 5,000 people. That conference is being hosted by Xavier and an organization called L Louisiana Cancer Research Center. And we're having the former Surgeon General and a lot of youth, about several thousand youth involved. And the panels are going to be youth-oriented. We as old people, we as the old Surgeon General, will kind of bring in some of the history, but we'll also focus mainly on the children and trying to reach them. They're the ones who are going to really change things to get our next generation tobacco-free. And their little tagline is called Tobacco No, because young people call tobacco tobacco, and they say no tobacco, so tobacco no.
So, Dr. Benjamin, for parents listening, and this summit is coming up on February 11th, what is the best advice right now you can give parents listening to keep their kids from ever taking that first cigarette?
Well, the thing is, they're being marketed to so strongly. $27 million a day is being used to market tobacco products, and that's over $1 million an hour. And our kids are seeing this. they're seeing it, it's very subtle. It's not as obvious as a commercial anymore, but they're seeing this. A large percentage, like 20-something percent of the movies made for children have tobacco images in them. And things like Shrek, Avatar, those movies had people smoking. The 101 Dalmatians, all of those had tobacco images in them. So my advice to parents would be pay attention to what they're seeing. Also, ask your kids, particularly if you have teenagers and young adults, those in college, to ask them, are their friends smoke? And what we're seeing is a lot of new products, and kids will say, well, I don't smoke, but I'll try one of these new products every so often, which is made, has nicotine in them, and that nicotine gets them addicted.
So parents should be aware of what's going on in the media, that there are not only really the commercial ads anymore, there are not, though, but subtle ways in movies and even shows like Mad Men. They're smoking like sieves in there, and people are seeing this, and kids are seeing this. And parents should also keep those lines of communication open with their kids and ask them directly.
Very much so. And all these things are moving towards glamorizing smoking again. You know, we've gone through a period over the last 50 years where we de-glamorized smoking, but they're bringing that glamour back to it. Things like e-cigarettes, the main purpose is to make it glamorous again, and we don't want that to happen. And so, particularly with the young people, the young junior high kids, we find that they don't want to be manipulated, and so they've been the ones the strongest to speak out, support them when they're having their anti-smoking campaigns. Next month, they're going to have something called Kick Butts Day, B-U-T-T-S. And it's mainly junior high kids who will initiate those programs in their communities. So, you know, support them and help them keep the next generation from ever taking that first cigarette.
Well, I certainly have a junior high child right now, so I will definitely get him involved in the Kick Butt campaign. The FDA is coming up with a new campaign that's basing it on looks, wrinkles, and bad teeth, because you can't always tell a 13-year or 14-year-old, hey, you're going to get lung cancer when you're 60, but you can tell them that while they're in high school, their teeth are going to get brown or they're going to get wrinkles from smoking. What do you think about this way of approaching it?
I think that's wonderful. As Surgeon General, I had really kind of pushed that. In my practice as a family physician, I would see kids come in and I talk to them about cancer. They say, oh, that's a long time ago. But if I show them pictures of the wrinkles, if I show them the pictures of people with mouth cancer, and they say, oh, that's gross, and show them pictures where they might become ugly, that got their attention. And so this campaign is really makes them stop and think and kind of look. Because looks are important to them. But they also don't want to stand out and be, you know, the person with the wrinkled skin or the yellow teeth.
Absolutely. Looks are definitely a way to hit at our teens. We only have about 20 seconds left, Dr. Benjamin. Please just give us your best advice and the upcoming summit.
Well, I think the summit's going to be wonderful. I hope many people will tune in. It will be web streamed, and kids can watch, and we're going to try to make it move fast so that they'll be entertained and enjoy it and learn something at the same time.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Regina Benjamin, the 18th Surgeon General of the United States. You're listening to Healthy Children, and that's what it's about right here, is keeping our children healthy and certainly smoke-free. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.